You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. A fundraiser for the City of Hayward Police Department begins this morning at 7 o'clock and runs until 9 p.m. this evening at the Lakewood Cafe, located at 15551 Railroad Street. The Lakewood Cafe is hosting a fundraiser for the City of Hayward Police Department, where every cent spent at the Lakewood Cafe for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whether it's a dine-in or carry-out, will be donated right back to the police department. This means if your total meal ticket is $20, all $20 will be donated right back to the City of Hayward Police Department. Again, Lakewood Cafe is hosting this fundraiser for the City of Hayward Police Department, and every cent spent at the cafe for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whether a dine-in or carry-out, will be donated right back to the Hayward Police Department. Again, from 7 until 9 at the Lakewood Cafe on Railroad Street. A yoga class will be starting at 9 o'clock at the Drummond Civic Center, located at 52540 Front Avenue in Drummond. This class will be focused on developing balance, flexibility, strength for body, mind, and spirit through mindful movement, breathing, and meditation. Hatha Yoga starting at 9 o'clock at the Drummond Civic Center today. There'll be another yoga class this morning at 10 o'clock at the Hayward Fitness Fanatics location at 15959 Dino Drive in Hayward, hosted by Joy Bakken. This yoga class has a faith-based message to it, again put together by Joy Bakken at the Hayward Fitness Fanatics at 15959 Dino Drive, starting at 10 o'clock this morning. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf is also opening up at 10 o'clock. This will be located at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center at 11255 Highway 77 here in Hayward, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They got lots of foods and meats and canned good items, and everyone's encouraged to come get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. Again, the Spider Lake Church Youth Center hosting the Northwoods Community Food Shelf from 10 o'clock until 3. The LCO Ojibwe University Food and Medicine class at 4 o'clock, they will be talking about pines and their benefit to both food and medicine to the community. Again, the Lacouderie Ojibwe University Extension meeting at 13466 West Trepanier Road in Hayward. Food and medicine, and we'll be talking about the pines. For more information, you can call 715-634-4790. The Spooner School District Band and Choir Concert for Middle School will be held at the High School Auditorium starting at 6 o'clock this evening. Again, Spooner Middle School Band and Choir Concert tonight at 6, and that'll be at the Spooner High School Auditorium. Spooner Girls Varsity Basketball will be at Cameron High School for an away game starting at 7 o'clock. Again, Spooner School's Girls Varsity Basketball at Cameron High School starting at 7 o'clock. Spooner Boys Basketball will be over at Amory High School starting at 7 o'clock. Again, Boys Varsity Basketball for Spooner School District will be away game at Amory High School starting at 7. Boys Varsity Wrestling will have a home game starting at 7 o'clock against Northwestern. Again, Hayward School's Boys Varsity Wrestling against Northwestern at Hayward Home Gymnasium. Girls Varsity Basketball for Hayward School District will have an away game at the Unity High School starting at 7 o'clock. Girls Varsity Basketball at Unity High School for the Hayward School District. Boys Varsity Basketball for the Barron School District will be an away game at Bloomer High School starting at 7 o'clock. Boys Varsity Basketball for Barron Schools will be at Bloomer High School. And finally, boys varsity basketball for the Hayward School District will be at the Lakeland Union High School Fieldhouse away game. Boys varsity basketball for Hayward will be at the Lakewood Union High School Fieldhouse. Starting Wednesday, December 17th at 10 o'clock, tech support is being offered at the Forest Lodge Library at 13450 County Highway M in Cable. If you have a device that you need help with, maybe trouble figuring out your cell phone or other mobile device, Eric can help you with that and more. Bring in the device or questions related to tech issues anytime at the library from 10 until 3 on Wednesday, and Eric can help you out with anything that you might have a question about. You can call Eric at 715-204-7501 if you have any questions. Again, 715-204-7501. This is for tech support on Wednesday starting at 10 o'clock at the Forest Lodge Library in Cable. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be open once again on Wednesday starting at 10 o'clock. This is at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center here in Hayward. Of course, they have lots of foods available, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program regardless of your financial situation. Again, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf open from 10 until 3 on Wednesday. Super Senior Classes starting at 11 o'clock at the Hayward Resource Centers at 15856 East 5th Street here in Hayward. This is only a $2 class and 45 minutes long, geared to those 60 and older, and it is chair-based. They work on balance, strength, coordination, core, and of course, having fun. Again, Super Senior Classes, 11 o'clock at the Hayward Senior Resource Center. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Back on the front porch, Joel and Gray, Buzz of the North. Good morning on a mild Tuesday, Mr. Gunderson. How we doing?
Good, good. Mild is good for the gray.
Nice to have a break, melt out some of that ice and snow out of the springs and shocks and calipers and blinker fluid or whatever else just is frozen on your car. I'm not sure. All of that stuff. So
I took my car in once because it was vibrating to the death, and they said, "We're going to charge you $10 to knock the ice out of your wheels." I was young and very stupid.
It's amazing all the technology of vehicles that we have, but 4 or 5 pounds of snow and ice in the wheel well can make it ride really, really weird.
And it looks nice and clean and even. It looks like an accessory, like a shiny ice ring that you added just for the season. Nope. Bad idea.
Exactly. Glistening off the sunshine. We talk a little football here on Tuesdays. We'll get into the Packers. We'll get into the Vikings. But I have a little trivia question here for you today.
Ooh.
All right. So what do the Bears, who are having a good year this year, the Patriots, who are having a good year, the Broncos, and Houston all have in common this year? All having good years, pretty good years. Pretty good teams.
They have Patriots. They have quarterbacks on rookie contracts.
That may be true, but also they're all playing a last place schedule. The Patriots technically a third place schedule, but the Bears playing a fourth place schedule. Denver playing a fourth place schedule. Oh. They were 5-12. Houston was 4-13, I think, last year. They're all playing fourth place schedules this year. And if you look over the history of some of the teams that have had quick bounce backs, that's big. I mean, the Bears have had, and the Bears, they're a lot better team, obviously, but playing that fourth place schedule, if you can set up your team to be, just right there, almost good, almost, you're close, And then you can flip it to a next year where you're playing the other fourth place teams from other divisions. It can get good really fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, see, that's just the thing. I think it's famously that undefeated Dolphins team from the 70s with the easiest schedule of all time.
Yeah.
But not to discredit their accomplishment, because that's kind of the only way to do what they did.
Yeah, and the Commanders, the year they had last year, they came off a fourth-place schedule, too. So there is something with that. With that, I say this on a Greeple Tuesday where we talk purple and Green Bay, of course, is the Vikings next year are going to have a fourth-place schedule. So just watch out. Enjoy this year, because next year it could be a 14-3 first round of the playoffs, bow-out kind of situation for the Vikings again. But the Vikings have everything set up right now to play teams like the Giants and the Jets and the Saints and the Falcons. They'll have all those teams on their schedule next year. So the Vikings are set up to have a good year next year. But let's talk about this year.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know who our opponent is for next year, but we'll deal with that when it comes. We're into the stretch. And the stretch for you officially means nothing except for the future, because this is now developmental season. And I think they're going to keep giving J.J. McCarthy experience because he needs everything he can get. And I believe he's trending upward and he'll stay trending upward. But they kind of also just need to make sure he doesn't just drop another egg out there.
He's 9 games into his career. He's 5-4. And he's and he's looked good the last 2 games. So Viking fans have a reason to be positive, because – and he's got an excitement, too, and kind of a little glimmer in his eye that sometimes it just makes it entertaining.
Absolutely. When he rolled to his left and dropped that touchdown, I think it was to Naylor. And it was – I thought he's about to throw – he's going to throw while he's running across himself. It's like, he's going to do it. It's bad. And then it was a laser. And I thought, okay, cool. It's nice to, it's peace of mind. That's it. Right. That's what we as fans want to see or want to have watching him. That's what the coaches want over these next couple games. By contrast, look at teams like the Commanders, who just deactivated Jaden Daniels because they have nothing to play for. They were eliminated. They'll still sell tickets with Marcus Mariota in anyway.
Yeah, and they'll come back next year and play, maybe not a fourth place, but they'll play a weaker schedule, because when you go to the conference championship game, you come back the next year and you just have a tougher schedule. So Washington will probably bounce back if Jaden Daniels is healthy. Next year. Let's talk a little bit about the Packers, and we'll talk again later this hour about this. But, of course, we have the big names like Parsons out there, who's going to be done for the year. The other ones, of course, Watson. Watson is still a little bit of a question mark how severe that injury is.
Might play this weekend.
But might play, okay.
That's the word. That's the most recent word, is that he could, at least as of now, it looks like. I don't think we got an update to the contrary yesterday. Things are pretty optimistic there. The one I haven't heard of, and who I'm going to be looking into immediately here to begin the rest of the day, and maybe before we're back later in the hour, Zach Tom. I need to figure out where he's at, because he had a lot to do with the total collapse of the offense. When the right side of the line, Darian Kennard did okay. I've seen backups come in and do a lot worse, but he didn't do well enough.
Yeah,
it was the Broncos.
And when we talk about Watson, I mean, he's the type of guy where you could sneak him out onto the field for 5 or 10 plays, or maybe a few more, and just tell him, just run deep, stretch the defense. He's not the, he doesn't have to go over the middle, doesn't have to do that stuff, because that's the biggest threat and that he brings on the field is stretching that defense. So just tell him to go, run an out pattern and turn up and go. And let's just take a couple D-backs and the safety with you up the field. And, we'll worry about catches and the other stuff maybe a couple weeks down the line.
Exactly. You can manipulate the defense's choices just by putting somebody like him on the field. And in most cases, the things the defense has to do make it easier to run against them. That's the simple, most boiled down way to look at it. And often, even if they do that, if they have the wrong person in the wrong place, if it's a safety, if there's a safety on Christian Watson, pay attention to that. Try to see who comes down and covers Christian Watson, because if it's a safety, chances are it's not going to be the Packers lining up trying to draw them off sides. They're going to snap it. Christian's going to go deep, and he's probably going to gain a step. That's when those plays happen. It's when a safety tries to do what most safeties fail at most of the time.
Yeah, and if you can get that safety to roll over and get one-on-one coverage on the other side, then there's that alley-oop pass from Jordan Love. He throws it very well.
He can't do it by accident that many times.
It's so soft. I could catch it, I think. It's so soft. It just comes like a feather.
The back foot.
Like a feather down into your arms. We'll talk more football, talk a little bit more about Mr. Tom on that offensive line coming up a little later this hour. Buzz of the North, WBZH. It is 729. Buzz of the North, WBZH. Back on the front porch, Joel and Greg. Gray, good morning, Hayward. A little milder today with temperatures 35 or so. Enjoy. No deep cold snap coming, but colder definitely for the weekend. We don't need to get too crazy here with these temperatures. It's a Greeple Tuesday. That means we talk a little green, we talk a little purple, thus the Greeple part. And we mentioned a little bit earlier this hour about Zach Tom and the offensive line. And I think a lot of people... I don't know. I've watched a lot of football in my life, and I've seen continuously where you lose one offensive lineman, and most passive fans would be like, well, just put another guy in there. It's just one guy. How bad can that be? But you see it over and over. The Vikings see it with Darrisaw, their all-pro left tackle, and the Packers see it with Tom, because this is the equivalent of like basketball, of like isolating someone one-on-one on one side of the floor and say, okay, you stop them. Because a lot of times that's what an offensive lineman is. If you don't have the skills to keep that defensive player away from the quarterback, you see it on TV. It's a blow-by. It's a blow-by. Yeah. And it disrupts every single play that you have in your offensive playbook. If that offensive lineman just, you know, steps forward to make a block and the defensive guy just swims around him and is gone.
See, and I think it's really easy to underestimate what their level of execution and planning and expertise is. You know, it's not just I'm a big guy, I'm going to put my arms out and I'm going to just stop whatever
stand
they
there,
do.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no, you've got techniques and books worth of method and skill and repetition and muscle memory. And it's a matter of, you know, when you've got two guys that each weigh about 300 pounds, each tasked with I'm getting through you and I'm stopping you, they don't just bull rush at each other and see what happens like William Wallace in Braveheart. They've got it down to a science. They spend hours and hours and days, like, if he punches you towards your left shoulder, you, like, swivel your right hip 15 degrees and plant that right. Like, it's at a level of execution similar to, like, Fred Astaire's dancing, you know?
Yeah.
They know exactly what their body has to do part by part.
It's kind of like a karate or a jiu-jitsu match in a phone booth is
yeah.
what it is. It's just, you're just really small, and there's a lot of arm swiping and a lot of just maneuvering your weight. It's just in a very small, tight space.
It's incredibly impressive. And I only begin to scratch the surface at it, but like when I've heard players like Jason Kelce or Jason, I thought I got him and his brother confused.
Yeah.
But to hear players like that just begin to explain even just how they're lined up compared to the defensive players, you begin to get an understanding, like, these guys are, I mean, it's like planning for war, or it's an incredibly intricate process that just, and it's sad because they don't look as impressive doing it, because it just looks like two big dogs going at it unplanned.
Yeah, and the coverage of the NFL doesn't focus on it that much. I mean, we're position players, we're a skilled position player league, so very rarely does that happen. The only time it happens is when that offensive line gets smoked and the defensive guy mm-hmm. ends up in the quarterback's back pocket. But you know what, here's I just came to this realization. I will blame this for the fact that people don't respect offensive linemen and their skills. The old vibrating football game. Remember the old vibrating football game?
Talk about Tecmo?
Well, I'm talking about a physical football game where you plug it into the wall and you got little players that you set on the field and you hit the buzzer and the whole field vibrates.
That sounds familiar.
Okay, I had one of those as a kid.
Torture device.
But the offensive linemen, basically their stance, every one of the offensive linemen in that game, the little players, were standing kind of squatted a little bit, just a little bit of a squat, and their arms were like fists together with their elbows left and right totally horizontal, like, you know, like that. And it was a, it's a position that you look at and you go, oh gosh, that's what an offensive lineman does. Yep. He stands there with his hands, like his fists together, and he just bumps the other guy, and that's all he does. He's just a large man, and that's why he plays football. And I think you go way back to then, it's a disrespect to offensive linemen. It is.
Well, I wish it weren't so. But I think it's just, that's just it. You watch a wide receiver release off the line. And even if you're not into football, I think there's an aspect to it where, wow, that person clearly executed in a one-on-one basis, and you can see it. You can see that there was a plan. You can kind of follow the thought process, and therefore, wow. Whereas the trenches kind of look like Goodfellas, where they bring the bats out and just kind of go. You know, mm-hmm. like it doesn't look as exact, but it might be more so.
Yeah, and
shout out to the linemen.
One of the football shows, I'm not sure which one it is, they do a pancake segment, which is pretty good. I think it's one of the morning shows. And that pays tribute to a lot of blocks and a lot of offensive linemen. So hats off to them and that. And that's why you see a lot of time there will be a running play and you'll have a penalty of defensive holding on a running play. And you're like, what defensive holding? How is that possible? Well, you know, when they snap the ball and they're trying to get the ball like around the right side, they got a pulling guard. You know, that left guard will pull around and he'll try to block. Yep. And a lot of times that defensive player will grab that guard and say, no, you're not going to go block for that guy. I'm just going to drag you down. And there's your defensive holding. It's a penalty a lot of times that people look at and say, well, that wasn't even a passing play. How can defense be holding? Well, there's your offensive lineman causing problems again.
Yeah, I laugh when people complain about guys committing penalties. It's like, if I was out there, if I were on that field, committing a penalty would be my only hope for accomplishing anything.
Yeah,
like
I was thinking as I was watching football on Sunday, just vegging out, I thought to myself, I've often thought about if I could go out and just like be a part of a football play one time, but I thought to myself, if the quarterback handed me a ball at any point in my life, I don't care if I was 18 or the age I am now, I would end up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Just from the tackle alone, I would be in the hospital unless I was fortunate enough to get caught by a shoelace, but I'm probably it's not good, folks.
Yeah, a nice, clean, safe tackle that those guys bounce right up from, that's a car crash. Like, that's where the millions come from, and they just bop. We're good.
Yeah.
Like your kid falling off of a ladder, you know, just, I'm okay.
Packers-Bears Saturday night, and that one is in Chicago, right?
Yeah,
Saturday night in Chicago.
I'm afraid.
Packers are a little leery. The Bears are licking their proverbial honey-pasted chops. Bears, honey, you get that? No correlation. We got to leave now. We got Pat Wrightlow making his way back in here on the Buzz of the North, WBZH. Enjoy the warm weather here on this Tuesday, Hayward, at 7:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me this morning in the studio is Tim Frey of Ignite Dispensary and Cigar. There's a location here in Hayward, and I think there's other locations in the state, right? What do you
yes,
got,
sir,
Tim?
Yes, sir. We're up to 8 locations in the state.
Okay.
Spooner, Hayward, Webb Lake, Superior, New Richmond, Toma, Manitowoc, and Milwaukee.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So reason I brought you in is because there was, tucked inside that clean resolution that whatever they had to do at the federal level, it really wasn't that clean when it came out and was voted on and it was done to keep the government, you know, we're all thinking, hey, we're just going to keep the government open so we can come back and then negotiate all these other things. But inside that continuing resolution were little things that get tucked in there all the time.
Right.
Explain what happened and what you're trying to do.
Okay. Yes. Thank you again for having me on. I really appreciate it. Mitch McConnell is retiring this year. The Kentucky Bourbon Association or bourbon companies actually basically gave him $800,000 to put this language into this reopening bill.
Yeah, right.
Again, it was very snuck in there. The way I read all this is that if they truly, truly wanted to ban these products, they would have done it day one. Okay, like right off the gate.
Yeah.
They gave us 365 days to change that. So on the House side of things, I guarantee you that these representatives got some sort of reassurance that we will deal with this afterwards, because we got to get the government open. And I agree with that. Yeah. I think it was bad that they slipped this in there, but we had to get the SNAP benefits going. We got to get TSA back before the travel holidays. So, you know, pass this, let's get the government open, and we'll deal with this after the year.
Again,
you know, it's very strange. Why would the alcohol companies be for this prohibition when it's literally saving their businesses right now? So I think that the alcohol companies are going to switch tactics and now lobby for to fold at least the beverage side of things into alcohol, because everybody's drinking less. You take Bent Paddle Brewing Company up in Duluth, 40% of their sales are from THC beverages.
Oh, okay. So this was only affecting the beverages?
No, this is entirely. If this goes into place, 95% of all products on the market would go away. So
simple CBD products?
Simple CBD products. There's even talk that even full spectrum tincture would possibly have to go away.
Okay.
All the other cannabinoids. And I mean, you know that this plant is amazing. It can do so much. It's helped so many different people with either chronic pain or, sleep. My vets with PTSD.
Oh, yeah.
And that's who I'm truly, truly fighting for. Cannabis has actually saved my life. When I say cannabis, I mean marijuana and hemp. It's the same definition. It's the same plant.
Okay.
It's just different species.
Yeah.
This plant has truly saved my life. You know, I've struggled with alcohol and I have been able to get off of that using these products, and I'm a better man, husband, and father for it.
Yeah. And as you know, I'm a CBD user of the full spectrum
tincture.
Tincture. That's okay. I use it for the neuropathy in my feet and, again, the anxiety in my life that comes up every once in a while, and it's been really great. And when I heard about this going on, mainly through your company and the manager here at Hayward, I just thought, oh, I'm not going to be able to get my CBD product anymore. And it was concerning to me. So,
Well, on the state level, there's actually a couple bills that could save our industry on the state level. So even if the federal level prohibition does go through, we can pass a state law, which would basically allow us to keep our industry in Wisconsin as well.
Okay.
It's just we want the right bill, obviously, on that.
Yeah, but what you've been busy with?
And that's literally what I've been busy with.
Okay.
I've been down meeting with representatives at the Capitol, fighting against certain bills because there's a three-tier bill, which is called 606, that wants to take our entire industry that we built and hand it over to the alcohol companies and basically kill all vertical integration. There's a Democratic bill that put out there that's actually really good, but it doesn't have any Republican co-sponsors. And unfortunately, in this world, that's not going to go anywhere with the political environment that we're in.
Yeah.
There's a new bill that Senator Teston and Representative Kurtz are going to be dropping that truly will save this industry, save the retail stores, help the farmers to make more money, and keep this industry alive in Wisconsin. It hasn't launched entirely yet. We've got a couple more meetings on that. But if we get that into place, and then my goal is to truly push for full recreational, regulated, licensed cannabis in this state.
Yeah.
Because we are surrounded, and literally Wisconsin is losing out. Now with Minnesota going to be open, we're losing out on $500 million in tax revenue that can go to law enforcement to get fentanyl off the streets, go to the roads, and maybe reduce our property taxes or something.
I'm sure the state sees that because we're surrounded by, again, the Michigan, Minnesota, and then tribal. LCO is looking at doing this as well for themselves.
Absolutely. And they're doing well.
Yeah. I was going to ask you how you thought their positioning is doing, because I know you've been keeping up with what
I've actually met with the St. Croix County Tribe, and I've also met with the LCO Tribe, Bill Trepanier and his right hand T. They're doing amazing things. They really care about this community. They really want to shape change the stigma around cannabis, because it does help in so many different ways. Mm. They just did a really amazing, amazing educational course. They brought in Dr. Rosado, who's a medical marijuana doctor out of Florida. Very, very intelligent man.
Yeah, they had those educational series things.
And I believe that they're going to be posting them for people to go and watch at a later time.
Okay.
But they care about their community. They want to do this. And, you know, they're going to. And I think it's going to be a huge uplift for let alone the community, but the tribal members as well.
Yeah, very good. Tim, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you,
Mark. Appreciate it.
Appreciate
Tim Frey of Ignite Dispensary and Cigar. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.